Welcome to the fifth podcast in the Energy Links podcast series. I'm Paul Rippey, the chief consultant to Axion's Energy Links project, and I'm the host for the series. In this episode, I'm here via Skype with Patrick Avato from the Lighting Africa project. Patrick is an energy analyst with the World Bank, working on the Lighting Africa project. He is the co-author of Accelerating Clean Energy Technology Research, Development, and Deployment, Lessons from the Non-Energy Sectors, published by the World Bank, and he has also written numerous technical papers. Patrick has an MBA from University of Tübingen and an MA in Development Economics and International Finance from Johns Hopkins SAIS. He has worked in Ghana and Sri Lanka, and for the last 3 years has been with the World Bank working on the Lighting Africa project. And that's what we're going to talk about today, the Lighting Africa project. Lighting Africa is a World Bank group initiative aimed at providing up to 250 million people in sub-Saharan Africa with access to non-fossil fuel-based, low-cost, safe, and reliable lighting products with associated basic energy services by the year 2030. Patrick Avato, welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Maybe you would start by talking about the origin of Lighting Africa.
The goal of Lighting Africa is to accelerate the development of markets for modern off-grid lighting products. And what we really want to do is to displace costly, inefficient, and actually really quite hazardous fuel-based alternatives like kerosene lanterns and candles that are currently being used by about 1.6 billion people around the world. And 500 million of these people are actually in sub-Saharan Africa. But what we've seen is that kerosene expenditures are really a major expenditure for many of these households. Often households and small businesses spend 10, 20, 30, sometimes up to 50% of their disposable income on such fuel-based lighting. So we did some estimates. We went into this market. We found out that actually adding all these expenditures up, Africa per year, or sub-Saharan Africa per year, spends up to $17 billion a year on kerosene for lighting. And I should actually say that these estimates were made when global oil price was much lower than it is today. So we saw a functioning market for kerosene, and people spend a lot of money on it, but they actually get a very poor quality product in return. It's really very inefficient lighting. I'm sure you have seen kerosene lamps in action.
Well, I have, and I know that kerosene, if you were to design a bad lighting product, you would come up with the kerosene lamp.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine anything in terms of health, lighting, smell, danger, and cost. It's at the bottom of every scale.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we found. And but it's really quite amazing to see that despite all the problems with this product, there's a perfectly functioning market out there. And you can actually buy kerosene lanterns and kerosene anywhere in sub-Saharan Africa, no matter how remote you go. The idea behind Lighting Africa is really to try to leverage this functioning market by basically exchanging the product that is sold on this market. And what we saw that there are actually quite interesting developments in efficient lighting technologies. For example, CFLs, the efficient lighting technologies that many of us have in our homes, or LEDs, they are really much more efficient than traditional incandescent lights, and therefore allow having light with, they very much reduce the need for energy or electricity to provide a useful source of light. And basically, looking at how Unilever entered the African market or the Indian markets with selling shampoo to really the poorest of the poor, something that no one really had looked at before. But Unilever went in there, looked at the market, and basically took the shampoo bottles that you and I use and reduced their size by a factor of 10 or even more, to have a product that has a price point that basically meets the affordability of this bottom of the pyramid market. When we look at solar home systems, technology that is widely used for rural electrification, but that has major problems in terms of affordability, we thought, well, there could be something similar. The efficient lighting could allow something similar to happen in the lighting sector. if instead of having to sell a whole solar home system, you could actually reduce the size of these systems to produce at least one of the valuable services that such a solar home system provides, that is lighting, at a much, much lower price point that actually is in line with what people are currently spending on kerosene.
Of course, the difference is always going to be that shampoo and kerosene are mostly recurring expenses, and there's always going to be more upfront costs and less recurring costs with the solar system.
Absolutely, yes, that is an issue. Even though we, it depends a bit. We're doing research on the lighting expenditures right now, and it very much depends on the products you're looking at, but we are quite confident that there will be products entering the market that will actually also, the first cost will actually be affordable to people. But you're right, I mean, there is this not very well aligned cash flow problem there. But, I mean, you work in the microfinance sector. That's
sure,
certainly
absolutely.
An area that could solve some of these issues.
Oh, we're going to handle that. Don't worry. So what does Lighting Africa actually do?
So the premise is that there is this huge market. Right now, the international lighting companies, for a variety of reasons, are not really engaged in this market yet. So what Lighting Africa tries to do is, for one, to provide information about this market and to go either to global lighting companies like Philips and Osram, but also to